Over the last 3 weeks, we've been in the Gospel of Luke, and we received a lot of parables from Christ. But today, I actually want to link all of them together because a common theme is emerging from them, which is this. How we live changes the distance between us and other people. So first, we'll do a small recap of each of the parables to draw this lesson from Christ. But then second, we'll really look into how our choices really change how close I am to other people or how far away I am from them. So to begin, a recap of the parables from our last 3 weeks. 2 weeks ago, the parable of the prodigal son. Remember, he asked for his inheritance and wasted it all on a life of dark sin. Last week, the dishonest steward. He squandered his master's belongings. And today, the rich man who couldn't be bothered with Lazarus, who was right at his door. Each of these three had certain material resources, but they chose to use them in kind of a very self-serving way. Jesus is warning us through them that if you and I make similar choices, it will only lead to one place, the same situation the rich man had. There's just going to be an isolation from others. The prodigal son, he desired pleasure to the point where he asked his dad for his inheritance. Essentially, the prodigal son told his father, I'd rather have your money in my life than you being alive. Then he couldn't help himself. When he was alone with his money, he just gave in to his thirst for lust and pleasure all on his own. The steward, we don't know how he squandered the master's money, but because of the title dishonest, we can kind of guess. He made bad choices and mistakes, but he never fessed up or asked for forgiveness. In short, he isolated himself from others because of his pride to admit that he was wrong. Then we have today the rich man. He had great wealth, he had important things to do, and continued to focus on those matters rather than the human who was lying right at his door. The rich man let his wealth isolate him from a person named Lazarus. And Lazarus, who was so sick, he couldn't even fight off the dogs or even crawl to someone else's door to try to see if he could get help from them. Each of these three parables highlight a person choosing things over people. Christ tells us this is bad, not because just God says it's bad, but because it damages our relationships. When we humans live like this, we do create a distance between ourselves and others. This distance, Jesus actually used the word chasm in order to describe it. The prodigal son created a chasm between him and his family. The dishonest steward, between him and his employer. And then the rich man, between him and just a fellow person who just needed a little bit of money that he had in excess. So knowing this lesson, that how our choices kind of change the distance between us, let's move on to our second point. If Scripture is alive and talking to you right now in 2022, Christ is asking one question. What are the choices that are distancing me from my family or coworkers or a person that needs my help? Because this separation isn't just pulling away from them. In the end, it pulls away from God as well. Through the parable of the rich man, Jesus is telling us that what we feel is actually real. If you've ever felt that, you've had a strained relationship, sometimes all you can feel is like there's a distance. That's the only word you can use. But using that word is actually describing something that is real. Jesus is saying that that distance is a genuine, real distance. Jesus taught that the rich man's choices day in and day out first built a chasm, and then he widened it every day. Why the choices he made. Every day his thoughts and attention was on himself, his business, his to-do list. But that constant self-absorption created a huge distance between him and Lazarus. The distance was on a relationship level, which is invisible, right? You can't really see anything physical in the relationship status. But Jesus is saying, even though you can't feel or can't see that distance, it's very real. That distance is going to be visible to you after death. And of course, you can't cross that space because you don't change after death. You made your decisions here on life on where you would like to be. In short, a good prayer is opening yourself up to the Lord and talking with him about any separations you might feel between family, friends, God himself, people in general. If you feel separation, tell him how it feels, how you would like this distance gone. And then maybe listen for any suggestions he might have. He might give you some options on what to change, some choices, some ways of life that need correcting, because we can't have that chasm between us anymore. Now, I do have to pause very briefly because sometimes it's healthy to create boundaries between those who harm us, right? If there's an individual who constantly attacks and damages us, yes, we establish good boundaries. That's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about is when our Lord is saying that there are decisions that we make that are creating harmful separations. So for the rest of this Mass and your prayer this week, there's a lot to meditate on. Start asking God what he would say about your own situation. Is there a temptation to live like one of the parables that we've heard these last 3 weeks? Those three individuals who lived in such a way that they kept distancing themselves. They kept isolating themselves. They created chasms between them and their family, co-workers, someone they were meant to help, or God himself. In short, do I pay so much attention to something that I'm distancing myself from someone? The main message is clear from these last teachings of Christ. God is going to respect the distances we put between each other and him. So let's heed Christ's warning and connect with him and others. Because if we do that now, then in the afterlife, there's going to be no distance between each other and God. And when there's no distance between us and God in the afterlife, we have a name for it. Simply put, it's heaven.